You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
When you don't have financial credibility, how do you get around trying to tell others to join and make money when they know you don't have a lot? So you just be honest with them. Just be honest. And just, you know, when I was in foreclosure, dead broke, when I was in personal foreclosure, dead broke, $1 million in debt, chased by bill collectors, I didn't talk about money. I didn't talk about my money, I should say. I would say, and this was my pitch, Ray, because you're saying they know you don't have a lot. So you mean warm market. Now, cold market has no idea. They don't have your Carfax. They don't have your resume of here's all the things you failed at, right? So I did do a lot of cold market. Someone's asking me if I, talk to strangers. Yes, I definitely recruited a lot of strangers. But I didn't talk about my money. I went to my warm market and here's exactly what I said. Hey, I'm doing this new thing to make some extra money. I don't know if you're open to it or not. If you are, great. If not, no big deal. And listen, I'm gonna do it with or without you. I'd love to do it with you. If you're open to it, great. I'll send you information. And if not, I totally understand, totally get it. So I didn't say I'm killing it at this thing. In fact, I never said that. I never said that. So I've shared this story before, but I think it's good context to share it again. I remember being at Blue Martini in Naples, Florida. Shout out Naples. And so I'm at Blue Martini, Naples, Florida, and it's all like, Blue Martini, more of a older crowd, right? So it's not, super exciting dancing, but, kind of slower. And and so I go up to the bar and there's a guy there and I'm just like, chatting with him. Hey, what's up, man? Margaritas, amazing, right? And so I'm just chatting with him. And I said, he was either a realtor or a banker or a financial planner. I mean, this is quite a few years ago. And so I said, hey, man, I'm always looking to work with other professionals. I have some cool projects that I do. I'd love to get your information. I'd love to follow up with you. So I get his business card. I follow up with him the next day. I get him on the video. He decides to join and he comes to our company event. And so he comes to the company event and he comes like running up to me and, during that event, and he's like, dude, you're like a big deal here. Why didn't you tell me this? And I said, the reason I didn't tell you, I was the number one incomer, right? I didn't tell him that though. The reason I didn't tell him and how I answered him was, well, the reason I didn't tell you I was the number one earner is you can't say that. You can't recruit people at the bar and you say you were the number one income earner. So I purposely prospected you in a way that you can go prospect anybody else. I didn't make any promises. I didn't tell you I was killing it. I didn't tell you anything. And so, I always want how I prospect someone. I want them to be able to do that. And so if you're using any financial credibility, you're actually doing it wrong. In fact, if you're using any credibility, and I know this is really weird in the social media, how many likes did I get, kind of day and age. If you're using any kind of credibility, you're actually doing network marketing wrong because it's not about how do I impress thee on how fantastic and credible I am. It's how do I get you to believe you can do what I do? You want to make the big money. That's your mission. How do you get a lot of people believing they can do what you can do? Now, you can't do that if you're expressing credibility. Look at how many doctorate degrees I got, right? That doesn't work because they don't have that.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.